This week on Chicago Beer Pass, we got the guys from the Hop Review in the studio giving us a lowdown of their website and their ultra fresh event coming up during Illinois Craft Beer Week. These last 3 weeks, OE, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I
love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we got some special guests here in the studio. We got the Hop Review here.
Man, we got Tom White. We got Jack Muldowney. Did I nail that?
Muldowney, yeah.
Muldowney? Yep. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
It's going. Oh,
good. You got mine right, too.
The more difficult to repair.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming out. I know we were recently talking about your guys' event, and we incorrectly had the wrong dates. And
yeah, we
you flattered
up.
Us, though.
We fucked up the dates, yeah.
Like we were going to be, like, kicking off Craft Beer Week.
I'm like, how perfect is this, man? These guys are, like, stepping in, like, don't worry.
Don't worry. It starts on Thursday.
We'll take over Thursday.
Move aside, bud. We got this.
That's a good idea for next year, yeah. We'll take it.
We should have. We thought of that. But, no, I think our event is more conducive to a daytime.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, we're gonna get in the event, all about what you guys do, but first we're drinking some Lagunitas. Something easy here.
Yeah, man. This is Heineken's craft division, located conveniently in Douglas Park, Chicago. And I'm loving the cans, man. Everybody's whipping out their summertime vibe. I had Hop Crusher recently from is it Sun Crusher or Hop Crusher from Rev? Sun Crusher. And this is theirs, man. It's a little something easy. Yeah.
Or not even little something.
It's not a little something easy. It's just something easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could probably do a little something easy. It's like a littler version of something easy. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like this is a great summer beer, so it makes a lot of sense. It's, what, 80 today? So we're ready to enjoy this
real
weather.
Real sticky out. This is good. This hits the spot.
Yeah, and it comes in like these like 15-pack or 12-pack kind of can cases are kind of becoming a new thing for these crushable, like, beach beers. So, yeah. Was it like 5.5%?
Yeah, I was just looking.
I think it's 5.4, I'm going to say. So, a little up there in true Lagunitas fashion. They're not going to just be like, here's a 3% beer from Lagunitas.
5.7.
Yeah. Awesome. So, the Hop Review. We're going to dive into that. What is the Hop Review for anyone that hasn't heard of it?
It's a deep question.
Yeah. Or how'd you guys get started with it, I guess?
We like to say that we started on accident from a poor attempt at homebrewing. So we literally were just looking to buy a URL to dump some thoughts and, like, personal recipes for no one ever to lay eyes on somewhere. So we bought the URL, which we promise you, we scoured any variation of beer-related URL that was available at the time. This was 6 years ago. So the Hop Review was born from that. And when we kind of took a break from homebrewing, we realized we were traveling and talking to people in beer a lot. So we thought we'd kind of revamp the URL and give a home to some of these conversations. So now we do that most of the time. And because our name hints that we review beer, we finally started reviewing beer.
Were people coming there expecting or, like, asking where those are? Or?
Yeah. Weirdly, some people would just assume it, and it was clear that they never looked at the site.
Well, I think we also, I'm sure you guys get the same. You get breweries reaching out to you being like, hey, try my beer, which is great. It's a great problem to have, but we just didn't have any place to put that. So now we've started more formalizing it and saying, hey, this is what we actually think of these beers, and we try to be as neutral as possible and try to just give our, you know, genuine thoughts about it. So we do them every month on the first of the month,
which is why I was late, because they just went live about 20 minutes ago.
A new review went live. Yeah. What was it of?
We had 24 different beers, so they're kind of they're all over.
We had some. All the ones I reviewed this month were really high. Well,
yeah, they were. I think there weren't any real obvious, like, blemishes.
So is it always a collection of reviews, or
yeah,
it's there's
Generally, unless we have, I think we've maybe done one or two themes, but it's more just like what comes across our desk and what we think is cool. Like it's a collection of stuff that breweries have shown interest in sending us, and then also stuff that we just go out and be like, hey, this looks cool, let's pick that up. So,
or you can tell if we traveled somewhere on any given month. Yeah. That usually is showing through
this. So we got a few Canadian beers right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like what you guys do because, like, I joke and I tell people, you know, in my travels, you know, when we talk about, like, the short list of people that I see all the time, I'm like, if I go somewhere, I'm probably going to see Noel from the trip or I'm going to see the Hop Review, right? Like, it's the shortest list is that list, right?
And we say the same thing about you.
It doesn't Why isn't Nick here? Where's Nick at?
It doesn't even have to be a beer event anymore. It's just like Nick will be there. Yeah. And we went to some rooftop event.
Where were we? Oh, we were at Air.
Air, yeah.
Yeah, oh, Air with an E. Yeah,
it was revolution. You have to say it softly.
Air. It was Air.
Yeah.
We went to Air.
Very wispy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually quite nice, man. Little
the beer
burger.
Great.
Yeah, and really cute glasses that you could put on the balcony.
To knock off 35 stories.
To almost murder someone with if they fell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite nice, man. But yeah, you guys have... you have the reviews of beers, but then it's multifaceted. I like that you capture a lot of information, a lot of things that are going on. So we got interviews, we got reviews, and you guys are doing events now too.
Mm-hmm. We weren't busy enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the event kind of stemmed from our interviews. So, you know, the interviews are always our bread and butter. It's what we do. Once a week, and we have this feature, more magazine style long form interview with a bunch of cool photography to go along with it. And you know, we had all these people that we'd met, and you guys know, it's like everyone in the beer industry wants to talk about beer, right? It's a pretty welcoming industry. So we kind of took that, and we had some ideas. We wanted to do our own thing and be able to feature these guys, and we've just been able to kind of leverage these people that we've met to say, hey, we want one of your beers that's something that we can't get from the distributor, or you know, is super fresh in our case. It's gone from there.
Yeah. Three-man crew, how big is the Hop Review? Because I know you guys, and then I know Nick.
Two and change.
Okay. Yeah. Right on.
Nick moved back to Detroit, so we utilize him whenever he's available now. Yeah. Until he can move back to Chicago.
Hopefully he moves back. Come back, Nick.
Now, you guys are Chicago-based, but where are you guys from? You guys got local roots? Like, where'd you guys...
Nope.
Where'd you guys grow up?
Michigan's our common thread, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from... I lived in Michigan since middle school. Before that, I was born and raised in the UK. Been here for a long time, though, so I don't sound like it, but...
Right on.
Yeah.
Not unless he has a couple of something easies in him.
Maybe the three or four of these.
Yeah. So, yeah, the event this year, the Ultra Fresh, what's it entail? What's the date, first off, so we get it correctly?
It's Saturday, May 19th.
Okay.
From 4 to 9. So, yeah, tickets are on sale now. The whole premise of the event is beer that is packaged within 5 days from local breweries. So, okay. We really wanted to do something unique, like I said, and we were able to kind of, we were like, why has no one done this? And I think we pretty quickly figured out why no one has done it, because it's really hard to sort of wrangle all these breweries to... not just get a beer packaged during that time, but get it through the system quick enough. So if they distribute, it has to go to a warehouse, and then it has to come out of that warehouse before all the stock that they currently have in. And, you know, there's a lot of logistics that I don't think we had originally thought about, but we've, you know, in our third iteration now, we've become a lot better at it. Mm-hmm. Still learning, but it's coming along.
Our goal was to irritate everybody in the three-tier system.
Yeah. So.
Right, so when you originally thought, you just like... Oh, maybe we just run around and pick stuff up, and they could just drop it off.
I'm sure we didn't think it was that easy, but I think we thought it might be a little easier than trying to, you know, tag a single keg that's going through an order. The brewers have been like beyond helpful to make this happen, so they don't seem to mind the, you know, what might seem to be the problem of it, like just kind of rushing this or tagging a specific thing and making sure we get that, but. Yeah, it's from brewery to brewery, it's a whole different story too. So
yeah, I love the concept, man. You know, like especially like I don't know what number we're at in breweries. We're probably over like 70 or so in the city, but yeah, trying people's stuff and trying it in this way is pretty cool. Oh, but has it always been at Right Way Signs?
No, second year there. First year we did it. It was kind of a last minute effort to team up with Bitter Pops because they just opened, or they were just about to open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we both wanted to get something done in time for Craft Beer Week, and this is what we put together. And the turnout was way more than we expected, so we figured we'd amp it up a little bit.
Yeah, they were great hosts. But I mean, like Jack is hinting at, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know if 30 people were going to show up or, you know, 200, and it was closer to the 200 over the course of the night. And, you know, that space is not built for that. So, you know, we had to move to a space that we could make more our own a little bit. And Right Way Signs has been incredible about that. So,
yeah.
Are a lot of the beers often the IPAs that people think of drinking fresh, or does it kind of range quite a bit?
I mean, we leave that up to the brewer. I mean, there's definitely an IPA lean. I mean, if we ask, you know, a lot of these breweries that we're asking, like a Noon Whistle or a Hop Butcher or something, then they're going to be leaning toward that style for sure. But we love it when a brewery comes in and says, you know, like we're having Kinslager in for the first time this year. They're bringing, you know, obviously they're not bringing an IPA.
They're like West Burbs or something, right?
Oak Park. Is it Oak Park? Yeah. Just in Oak Park. So close, but, they're bringing, you know, a lager, I think, or Dovetail's bringing a lager. So there are some other styles in there for sure. I think we got a Saison in there as well, but a lot of creativity. I think people are starting to realize that fresh doesn't always need to mean, the hoppiest thing possible.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were drinking a stone beer earlier over here, and they're always about like, oh, drink this fresh, like smash your face.
Enjoy by.
Yeah, it was just to touch on that, like the Enjoy By series. I think the fresh was just a theme that came up a lot. So, you know, it was, like Tom was saying, it was kind of surprising that no one that we could find had done an event like of a larger scale around that concept. So I mean we're happy to kind of run with it because it is one of those things that brewers are like really excited to showcase, like getting behind fresh. And so many brewers that we talk to say, like, they talk about when they get the question, like, oh, can I sit on this beer, how long is this beer good for? And they're like, once it's in cans, we want you to drink it.
Yeah,
that's why we put it in cans at that time, or in a keg or whatever. So it's cool to see like how excited the brewers get to showcase the fresh beer too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember one of the few times I talked with Doug Hurst from Metropolitan, and he was saying, like, you know, well, they're all about those traditional lagers, but he's like, dude, by the time they get over here, they're a shell of themselves. And he was excited about having his brewery for that very reason. I've always wondered what the connection was with Right Way Signs, because, you know, they do signs for Goose and Finch and, you know, Intelligentsia. You know, a lot of cool signs for folks, but then, like, how did you guys end up connecting with them for this party? Because that's an interesting backdrop, the Right Way Signs block party, if you will.
Yeah, it was a little selfish, to be honest. I've worked with them on some projects, some design projects that I've worked with the various clients, and they're, like, super helpful and customer service oriented. And I think, at least in my mind, and hopefully I'm able to kind of convey this a little bit more this year, but it's kind of carrying off of that sort of like fresh produce, fresh like grocery signage, the kind of classic hand sign painted stuff. That's a little imperfect because it's done by hand. It's, you know, it's not run through a vinyl printer or something. So there's going to be a lot more of Right Way's actual talents showcased this year, like within the brewery signage. Last year they were gracious enough to do a mural for us before the event.
Oh, cool.
The city's been cracking down on what is considered advertising and what isn't permitted, so that technically was illegal off the record.
Oh.
So they can't advertise any specific event, so we can't get away with that this year. So they're doing a generic, like, let's paint some signs kind of mural that they will finish live at the event. So there'll be some other things like that that'll kind of play out that carry out the idea of fresh other than beer.
Right on.
Yeah, so so what do you guys think of this year's Illinois Craft Beer Week? That's now changed. It's no longer Chicago Craft Beer Week. And is that throwing you guys off at all? Because the freshness aspect is often, like, super local, but you're bringing stuff out from, like, Oak Park and bringing these suburban breweries in. So it's not always, like, a I guess a down, like you often think like fresh, my neighborhood bar or brewery, like what do you guys got today?
I think as far as the week goes, I mean, overall, I'm excited to see it back. I mean, I've always had a good time from, remember the first time, probably Jack and I, in the early days of the Hop Review, right? It would have been us going around with, when you used to get the little sticker on your lanyard. I don't know if you guys did that. That was cool, like right?
Program book.
Yeah, exactly. We used to, we checked out a lot of bars that I think we still go to today, probably during that first week, because they had specials on, and it seemed like a little more cohesive back then.
I think the only, or one of the only common like requirements for Craft Beer Week at the time was to offer like a $3
four,
pint.
$4.
I hope they bring that $3 pint back.
Yeah.
I'm like a crotchety old man these days with the price point, man.
Yeah.
It was a good excuse to go check out some spots that
that's
you
why,
might not.
That's why Nick's drinking the Baps and all that.
Dude, so we're hanging out after the show. We do this thing, do this Bar of the Week thing. And I don't know why, but it's for me, it's like old style. The Bat Blue, Hams.
So what was the Bar of the Week?
Last week, it was, Liberty Lounge?
Liberty Lounge, which...
right about the corner.
I know that.
Right about the corner here. Our audio got messed up, so, you know, we'll be spotlighting that again.
They do little oven pizzas, which apparently is a thing at these Chicago bars. Like, they all have a toaster oven, and then they offer...
That's how they offer it. I think it's how they can stay open late, right?
Yeah, you can stay open late, and then you discourage people from bringing stuff.
Avoid people from bringing food in, sure. So you don't have to clean up their mess.
Yeah.
Higgins Tavern did that.
Yeah, my dad still talks about when he came from Michigan, and I met him at Higgins to watch a Michigan State football game.
Yeah.
And they hadn't eaten. He's like, you wouldn't believe it. They said they had pizza on the menu and he tosses it in this toaster oven behind the bar. I'm like, yeah. You ate it? Okay.
Like, did you eat that, Dad?
I mean, it's just one of those tombstone ones, right?
Yeah. Exactly. These bars are so colorful, man, and they're all so cool. And yeah, I think we were at Beat Kitchen, which our very first one. Nice. And she was like, she got in our kitchen. She's like, what do you guys do? What's going on here? And we told her the format. And she started naming all these places that she would go if she was doing it. And that's how we ended up at Liberty Lounge. And it was the only place open at the time.
Dude, you should just have whatever your current bar is that you're at, have them send you to the next bar.
I guess so, yeah. Just bar crawl that way.
Yeah.
Where would you go next?
Yeah. I mean, because we do the show every week. We like breweries. We like guests. But sometimes we do stuff that doesn't get captured because it's not a brewery or a guest. And we're like, well, how do we do that? Mm-hmm. And that's how that came about.
Yeah, we love finding those weird bars.
But that was the early day of Chicago Craft Beer Week. It was like, go explore the city, explore these neighborhoods. Chicago is made up of neighborhoods. Get out of your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how, now that it's Illinois Craft Beer Week, how that entails, like, explore the state or what is
get on an Amtrak.
Right, yeah,
it seems a little forced only because I'm generalizing here, but close to 90% of the state's breweries are in Chicagoland,
right?
You know, very few of what's left sits outside of Chicago, stone's throw from here. So I mean, I'm sure over time it'll seem more obvious why it's Illinois Craft Beer Week.
Well, I think, to be honest, I think it's more just a name change because all those what's the one wave art?
Scratch,
right? Yeah. So Scratch and Distill, they were always here.
Coolest brewery in America if we're listening to Esquire.
We're not.
No, okay, never mind. Onward, sorry.
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah. The coolest brewery, no.
Well, I mean, they were always here, though, right? So, I mean, it's always been an Illinois Craft Beer Week, but they just changed the name to kind of include them. So, for me, that's not that big of a deal. It's more just, you know, from the perspective of our festival, we've always just targeted Chicagoland because that's the people that we know. Those are the folks that we have connections with and where we know that we can get beer from within 5 days, because 5 days is quick. I mean, probably the vast majority of beer you drink at any bar is more than 5 days old. So the fact that we are getting that fresh requires us to be able to say, hey, Mr. Guy who's pouring at Ultra Fresh, why don't you bring the keg from the brewery and we'll pay you there, versus, hey, let's get it delivered, you know, and then you sit on it for a while, and, you know, like what a normal bar would do. So we're asking a lot from these guys, and local is easier to do that.
Yeah, I had, what was it? It was Stay Lit. It was Forbidden Root collab with Three Floyds last year. Mm-hmm. I was super excited about that. Yeah. Yeah. Getting to your point about Illinois versus Chicago Craft Beer Week, if we party down and another, like if there's a concerted effort to get big groups of people to go to a different part of the state, then I would be more excited about mm-hmm. the change.
Yeah. I'm not upset about like, the name like change.
Shuttle.
I think it's appropriate, but it wasn't. They weren't excluded before. I think that's my thought. Like there was always the brewery tours where they did, oh, let's go to the Southside breweries. Let's go to the Northwest breweries. You hop on the bus and you do this, or like, oh, it's disco golf at this place, and we stop at these breweries. So that it feels like somebody got upset and made the guild change the name, or someone was like, here's some more money, change the name.
Yeah. I don't think it'll play out as big of a deal in Illinois as it would in almost any other major beer market. Because, like, you know, San Diego and San Francisco Craft Beer Week aren't going to turn into California Craft Beer Week.
Right,
yeah. Like, they want their own identity. Mind you, California is obviously much larger. But I thought about it that way because I can't think of any other market that would really.
But you're not going to have Peoria Craft Beer Week. So
that's well, no, you, maybe you will. I'm there.
Maybe get away with like Naperville Craft Beer Week, and you include.
Oh God,
they love the party though. Who was it? Seago. Seago came on the show. Yeah. He's like, dude, the only thing they love more than a beer fest is a wine fest or a rib fest. Like they party
beer fest.
They party hard as fuck out of Naperville. Man.
Naperville alcohol fest.
Yeah.
What was the the Hopperview 6 years old? What was the first story on Hopperview that started the ball and got all these other stories to follow it?
R.I.P. Ale Syndicate.
Proletariat.
It was
Proletariat?
Yeah, so that kind of, Jack mentioned we used to travel. I was in New York, and I just happened to start talking to this guy. At the time, New York City was kind of a, you know, beer desert as far as, especially Manhattan, as far as good beer. Still, Manhattan's a little hard to find just because of the price, but New York City is exploding now. But there's this amazing bar, if you're ever in Manhattan, called Proletariat. Super tiny little underground bar.
Matchbox kind of spot.
Yeah, like Matchbox here kind of size. And the guy there just started talking to me, and I was like, at the time, I think I was like, hey, can I just email you some questions? So that was the first, like, technically, if you go down our archive, that's the first thing on there. But the first, like, full-blown interview we ever did was with the Ale Syndicate guys who are no longer with us.
Man.
Well, they are, but the brewery is
dead. They didn't die. The brewery died, yeah.
One of the coolest parties that we went to was at the library. It's a place called the Library Downtown. It's a bar it's a bar and a library. It's at the top of some building across from City Hall. And the Ale Syndicate guys threw a killer party there once. I was sad. I was sad for them
I love their stuff. I mean, I think they were ahead of their time as far, but they just didn't adjust over time. But I mean, that's a whole other conversation.
That Sunday session was great beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bottle of Richie still.
Just for Richard.
Prosperity.
I think you can go to Miska's and still get their beer. I think they still have it.
It would make for a nice addition to like just a collection on the wall.
Until the fall, Gene's Sausage Shop still had their collab with Arcade on the shelf, and I was like, you do not want to drink that because it's a pale ale. Yeah, but they still have it on the shelf. Oh, they did still have it on the shelf. Yeah,
going very against the ultra fresh.
Yeah, that's the opposite. Yeah.
What are some of the other events that you guys do? I know there's Stout Night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Stout Night is another. Well, that one's also a little selfish because we just wanted to.
We're
do
very
it.
Into ourselves.
Like, how can I get more Bourbon County? Yeah. I will have a Stout Night.
We will have tonight. Will be Stout Night.
Well, that kind of stems again from our beer reviews, right? I mean, we got all these, I mean, not exactly, but the concept of us getting this beer and kind of pooling it together and then trying to figure out what we thought of it, you know, I think if we extrapolate that out, you take it to what we did with Stout Night, which was 50 stouts. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that by ourselves. No matter how many of our buddies we get together, it's just not going to happen. You know, you drink a few of those and you're well on your way. So, I mean, you can talk a bit more about what it was like, but it requires a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, the concept is simple enough, like gather 50 stouts. And last year was the first year we did it, and it was just open-ended. We had some stouts that we wanted to drink, and we had some people were sending us more stouts because it was getting into wintertime. So it was kind of random last year. I mean, it was random. And then this year we wanted to hone in on it. So we did 50 Chicago stouts.
There you go.
Yeah, which was interesting. It's the same. We left it open-ended. We're like, stout is the definition of a style. Whatever you do to a stout, we'll take.
Sure.
Barrel age it, put fruit in it, make it 3% if you're off color. Which I think, like, we knew it was coming, but it got some interesting conversation going around just the parameters of it. You know, barrel aged stout isn't on the same plane as an oatmeal stout. Like, no, it's not. But a stout's a stout. You can do whatever you want to it.
And we made that pretty clear too when we were doing the reviews. We said, hey guys, like, and we gave everyone the styles, so we weren't like putting them completely blind, saying try these side by side. Oh, it's a barrel aged stout and a 3% stout. Surprise! It was a very messaged thing. But I think people just like to get a little bent out of shape about some of that stuff.
Nick, we are going the wrong way. We're like, what old man bar can we go to drink hams?
Oh, we do that too. Like, I'm sure we had.
And then they're like, how many local brewers will send us down? And we'll have stout.
How many whales can we find?
That's true. Yeah, we're thinking about this all wrong, man. And now that we're talking about it out loud,
I mean, it's really interesting when you ask a brewer to send you, like, give us your single, what you consider your best available version of a stout. Mm-hmm. And we'll put it in this blind lineup. Like, you get some interesting stuff. And it's, I mean, it's just cool to blind taste test them and really see how some stuff that is traditionally hyped, how it stands up when no one knows what it is. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, some of them were obvious when you taste it. But, so that's one that we've done a couple times. We're actually, once Ultra Fresh and Craft Beer Week winds down, we're going to work with the Few Brews guys who we teamed up with for Stout Night.
Oh, right on.
To do an IPA version.
Do you guys have a standout stout from that you found that maybe you didn't know, or like...
I don't remember what our top was.
Did it just reaffirm what you kind of knew already?
It's kind of nice to see. So 2 years in a row, I mean, Goose Island's Bourbon County one, which is... It seems so...
Like OG easy. Bourbon County?
No, it was last year it was rare, and then this year it was Prop. And we actually went out of our way to, like, we actually poured it into a different bottle and tried to disguise it.
That's funny.
But at the same time, it's like, what was it, banana and something this year?
Like, I don't even think they can win GABF for any of those anymore, because the taste is there, so you're like, that's Bourbon County.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The judges, so you're just, they are almost like, they disqualified themselves for making, like, okay, this is our guide, or like our standard. Okay, now what's next?
Yeah. But I think aside from that, I mean, we had Pipeworks was like the crowd favorite, I think.
Which was neat.
Which Pipeworks?
Jones Dock.
Right on.
Yeah, Barrel Age Jones Dock.
I mean, it's neat when we're in there too, we forget what everything is. Everything's, you know, we wrap it and we number it. So we have the master sheet, but like if we're not referring to it, I didn't remember what anything were save for like a couple of them.
I think we had one from Miskatonic, which they've since canned, called Bellwitch.
Okay.
I think that was the top non-barrel-aged beer, I think.
Or was Alters barrel-aged?
Alters was, yeah. It was Smash Tone. So that Alter did really well. Miskatonic did really well. I mean, breweries that, you know, we respect for sure. It's just we don't really drink that much of their beer on a day-to-day basis. So to see them get put in a blind taste test and people go nuts about them is pretty cool. So.
Miskatonic is sneaky good. Who won the March Madness tournament this year?
They'll be at Ultra Fresh. Middlebrow.
Middlebrow, yeah.
Middlebrow.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. We've had him on the show a few times. The beer, not the brewer.
We're going to have him again because I brought some to them.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah.
I had a Middlebrow lager at Motor Row.
Okay.
That I thought it was the best beer that I had that day. It was the Middlebrow one, yeah.
You're the best beer at Motor Row with Middlebrow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We were doing fine with this show until that point, Jack.
You can cut that out.
Nah, it stays. Frank, you got to step up your game. That's what happens. Well, awesome. So, yeah, everyone, tickets are available now. Did they sell out last year, or did they kind of have room? Can people buy them at the door if they're like on the fence?
We didn't do that last year. Okay. We're trying to avoid offering that, but we sold out last year.
Okay.
So,
Definitely grab them. This year, for the first time, we're doing a VIP first hour. It's going to be really small, which means, you know, we're keeping it small by design, which means you can kind of just you know, meander through the 26 breweries.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And just kind of check it out by yourself, you know, not by yourself, with, you know, a small group of your closest friends, and try it without, before, you know, before the other 400 or so
fresher.
People get in.
You get them that's like right. an hour you, fresher.
That's called the ultra fresher.
Yeah, exactly. They're 1 hour fresher. Yeah, but I mean, our goal with this is never to make this into, you know, the next, you know, multi-session, huge festival. We always want to keep it relatively intimate. We want to be able to, you know, everyone who's there, we want you to be able to try all 26 beers if you can, you know, if you can handle that, and just kind of enjoy yourself. And we don't want to turn this into this massive thing with multiple sessions and thousands of people. So we always want to keep it small. So yeah, it'll sell out. Last year we sold out a few days before, and we anticipate doing the same thing this year. So definitely grab them.
Awesome. Well, yeah. So pick up tickets, and be sure to check out the Hop Review website. You guys said you're posting stories like every week, or even more when possible.
Multiple times a week. Yeah.
Every week, bare minimum every week.
That's right. And then
up from there. So then, where can people follow you guys outside of the Hop Review? Twitter. That's the place to get in touch.
So the Hop Review. Okay. Is the handle across anything.
Okay. Just don't DM us, as these guys found out, because we won't reply. No, definitely on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
That's about where it ends.
Yeah, we're all about that.
Trap Snatters, or
I think we're technically on Google Plus, but we haven't updated in about 5 years. So
you'd be surprised how many people really they chat. Yeah. I see people all the time. They're like, "Yo,
they're on there." Yeah,
I get feed. I get to feed through Google. I'm like, right on, man.
Plus one. Yeah.
I think everyone's there if you have a Google Gmail or YouTube we're all page. On it. You're there. Google knows all.
Then check us out on Google. Google Plus.
Awesome. Well, how about you, Nick? Where can people get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Instagram page, always posting photos there. And the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there, and links to everything you need as well there. And then we'll be back next week over at Geno's East.
We're at Geno's East next week. Make sure you get your tickets to Ultra Fresh 3. Check out the Hop Review. Jack, Tom, thank you guys for coming out, man.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.